afternoon, Astro Insurance. How may I direct your call?
May I speak to Yvonne, please? Alan Johnston.
Yvonne. I'm still on the line. Where you go? Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Alan Johnston calling.
Hi.
I spoke with you yesterday.
Yes, you did. How are you feeling?
Oh, much better, thanks. Not as stiff as before. So.
Well, it's good. Are you on pain meds? Is that why?
They definitely help.
No kidding.
Advil goes a long way.
Yes.
I dropped by the police station, and they say that the police investigation has nothing to do with my vehicle at all. It's free to do whatever. An LA Towing said that they're waiting for me to pick it up. Now, I don't know just what that means. Does that mean they don't have anything to do with it, and so that's up to the insurance company? Intact to know what to do with it, or
it would be, yeah. So you'd have to contact. And has an adjuster got a hold of you yet today?
Not by telephone. No, I did get an email, but a form that I had to fill out. Apparently, it looks like redundant information from what we did yesterday. So I'm not sure if I fill that out.
That's odd that they have to do all of that again, considering you spent so much time doing it yesterday.
Indeed.
So true.
Okay. Well then. So I don't actually pick up the vehicles because I don't know if it's fixable or not, and I guess that's up to LA Towing to take pictures and send it to Intact. Is that how it would work, typically?
I'm not sure, because that's usually stuff that the adjusters all deal with, so
okay.
I don't know, but I would say, yeah, contact the adjusters. So even when I had my rollover, right, the adjuster took care of everything. They did ask me if I wanted to buy my vehicle back and part it out because it was brand new and it was rollover rate, and I was like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. So they took care of pulling it and dumping it and getting rid of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, and then I know that my coverage also covered that, the rate for having it in the tow yard, right?
Yes.
But if LA Towing is saying you can come pick it up, I would say I ask the adjuster.
Yes. Okay.
And if they don't get a hold of you today, but I don't know if they will, because you already spoke with some. They will, but I mean, I don't know if it'll be quick, because you did speak with someone for accident benefits, and that's usually an immediate response, right?
Yes, yes.
So hopefully they don't forget to call about the other stuff. But if not, like I said, actually, I guess I said in the message, not just now, but you can give me a call, and then I can give you the claim number, and you can call. I mean, the claim phone number. And you can call and say, okay, I need to speak with an adjuster. I need to know what to do with my vehicle. LA Towing is asking me.
Yes, okay.
I would say just leave. That's okay. For now, I would say just leave it in there and wait until you hear what you need to do to move forward with that. Did you get a rental yet? Did they hook you up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything went really quickly. And I do appreciate your help and all that, because I'm kind of standing around going, what's next?
I know, and that's so good.
Everything moved very quickly and very much appreciated. But I guess
good.
Melissa, she's not the adjuster. She's...
She's just your accident benefits worker.
Yes, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that was the... you wrote her name like halfway down in that list, right? And then you spoke with her regarding getting that. Yeah,
okay.
So that's who that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but yeah, so I guess give it the rest of the day and see if they contact you, or maybe, 4 o'clock or something, you can call in, and then I'll just give you the number and you can try and get it expedited so that at least you know what's going on for tomorrow to plan or something, right?
Yes, okay. And Muhammad was not, he was also... Yeah,
he was just the claims. He was just,
the
middleman. Exactly. He was like the middleman, not the adjuster.
Understood.
So if you have a pen, I can give you the number now, and you're more than welcome to call earlier.
I do. I just have to dig it out somewhere.
Okay.
I'm actually looking at used vehicles right now, so.
Oh, good. How's that going? Anything decent?
Not very good. There's way too many choices out there, and now I'm confused. So.
Oh, no. It doesn't help too much, no.
No, but confusion is my middle name, so. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's 1-866.
866.
464.
464.
2424.
2424, and that is Intact Claims?
And then I'll give you your claim number if you have it on hand as well. Or do you have it?
I don't think I wrote it down anywhere. No, I have, no.
Well, now you can write it down. Okay.
I'm ready.
So it's 903.
903.
229.
229.
531.
531. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, so maybe give them, I don't know, a couple hours, see if they respond. If not, then give them a call. It doesn't hurt to call them now and just be like, yeah, I need to do an adjuster, please.
Just to introduce myself, and I'm sure that they'll, yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe you can ask with regards to the email that you got to and say, we did all of this. Why do I need to refill this out? It should all be in notes. Mohammed took all of those notes. We spoke for a while because of it.
Yes.
Because if it's, like you said, redundant, then what is the point? I don't know why you need to recap it.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Or perhaps I misread it, but I'll read it again and figure it out. And
okay.
If I talk to them today, then I will ask them. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.